Have peace, and the God of peace and of love be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today I will tell you about Jacob's ladder. If you remember, in the Old Testament, there was twin boys named Jacob and Esau. And Esau was the one who was born first, and therefore he was entitled for all the blessings and inheritance of his father's Isaac's house. But Jacob, who had been born after Esau, he and his mother Rebekah gained a plot where they would cheat Isaac to give his blessing to Jacob, the younger son, instead of to Esau, the older son. Because of this trick which his younger brother Jacob did, Esau was very angry, because now he had lost the blessing of his father, which should have been his. In fact, Esau became so angry to his brother that he wanted to kill Jacob, and Rebekah knew this, and therefore she ordered Jacob to escape away from in his house and to live with her brother Laban, who lived far, far away. Children, how sad Jacob must have felt when he said farewell to his parents, and then he had to leave to an exile to an unknown land. From his home to his uncle, it was several hundred miles journey. Jacob did not know when he would reach the end of his journey or if he would ever return home again. So this was very sad story for Jacob. But remember, children, that this was all part of his punishment, because Jacob had deceived his brother and tricked the blessing from his father. So Jacob started his journey, and on his journey the night overtook him in an open plain. He had already traveled for several days, and when he arrived all tired out at Bethel, he had to sleep in the open air, having a stone for a pillow. Wild beasts might have eaten him alive, or bandits might have robbed or killed him. But Jacob trusted in God. He prayed his night prayers and commended himself to his heavenly Father. Then God comforted him by revealing himself to Jacob in a dream. In his sleep, Jacob saw a ladder standing upon the earth and the top of it touching heaven. By the ladder, the angels of God ascended and descended. God himself was leaning upon the ladder, and he said to Jacob, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac." Almighty God then repeated to Jacob the same promises given to Abraham and Isaac, namely that the land of Canaan would belong to him and his family, and that from him the Messiah, that is Jesus, would be born one day. Jacob woke up, offered sacrifice in that place, and then continued trustfully his journey. When he got to his destination, he was taken to the good home, and he also married Rachel. Children, God made the heavenly ladder to appear to Jacob so that he might understand that he, even in his sorrows, he was not forsaken. The holy angels who Jacob saw, they took his prayers and good works to the throne of God. Then the angels returned to earth to stand by Jacob and protect him. Jacob's separation from his parents and his long and hard exile from home were a penance for his sin. And because Jacob suffered his punishment without murmuring, these penances were pleasing to God. God, satisfied to the good works Jacob had done, God was pleased to them when the angels presented them, and he blessed Jacob very much. Jacob left home poor, but he returned as a rich man. His confidence in God was richly rewarded. So children, the earth or people living on earth has separated itself from heaven. Through sin, we have become enemies of God, and we cannot get there through our own strength. It is impossible for us to reach heaven, as the men who built the Tower of Babel tried to do. But the story, moral of the story of Jacob's ladder is that Jesus has truly reunited us back into heaven. When Jesus was born, heaven came down to earth and drew us back to God. Jesus is the true heavenly ladder. He made a sacrifice for our sins and carried our souls back to Father. Almighty God showed Jacob by this vision that someday the Redeemer would come and restore the union between heaven and earth and would open to all of us the way to heaven. So be and stay faithful as Jacob was, and prepare to do penance when Lent is now approaching. We all have sinned like Jacob had, but we can also suffer our punishment patiently like he did. Because no matter what our sufferings are, they are never as hard as were those of Jesus, who through his sacrifice and death opened us the way to our heavenly Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.